Welcome to Sharon Hart's Woman to Woman, covering topics for everyday Christian living through conversations that challenge spiritual growth. Now, here are your hosts, Sharon Hoskins and Janie Ratzliff.
Thank you for joining us today. Janie and I are starting a series on the four M's of emotion. Emotions are molecules, messengers, messy, and manageable. Today, we are digging into the first part, which is emotions are molecules.
The stresses in our body begin when the molecules are not the molecules that Jesus Christ has created the body to function with. He's created us to function with love, joy, peace, the fruits of the Spirit, to be of one mind, to be of one accord, to think on those things that are true, good, holy, of good report. Then the body's going to function.
Janie, I am so excited about today's program because we've been talking about the four M's of emotion. And I tell you what, that is something that I have really struggled with in my life. And so this is such an important conversation that I think it's helped me, but it's very complex. And so we really need to take it slow and take bite-sized morsels.
Right.
But I find it so interesting. We have the four M's are molecules. They're molecules.
Right.
Emotions are molecules. They're manageable. They're messengers. And they're messy.
And they can be messy.
The fact that they're molecules is something that I never really thought about.
Because most of us ladies have emotions, and we would have categorize them as feelings. Well, I felt this way or I felt that way.
I've always just thought they were like invisible. I never thought about them being actual molecules in our brain or our bodies.
And that go out into your body and that can affect your health, can affect your relationships. And so they're not just something that I had a bad feeling and I went out and had a cheeseburger and the feeling went away and so the emotion went away. We are given so much time within our bodies to deal with the positive or the negative. And if we don't deal with them the way God has fashioned in His Word that He has told us,
yes,
then they decide they're going to take up residency with us. And so many of our afflictions that we battle today that we chalk up to bad posture and everything else really do have a spiritual, emotional component that most of us are ignorant of.
Well, I have been one of them, not intentionally, but when you started talking about emotions a few weeks ago, that is a place that I have really not understood. I have suppressed emotions only to explode and hit somebody right between the eyes with them. I have pushed emotions aside only to find them later, stumbling over them and tripping. They're in my way.
Well, we have it's not a tendency, it's a fact that when we don't handle them right, they accumulate, and they accumulate into a habit. And a habit that we then respond to, and if we have developed the habit of anger or anxiety or depression, then we fall back on those like a default system. When you talked months ago about the computer and always having a default system, and we don't really understand that we're using our thoughts to create the emotions, because since we're using our brain, we don't recognize, we think it's the brain and the mind that's working, and the emotions are just some feeling, and it just goes a lot deeper. And if we did understand that, Sharon, and would apply it, then the joy would be almost a natural response of the right habit that has been formed.
Well, I want to read Psalm 139.
Oh, okay.
Because I think that that will give us some understanding of God's place in all of this. In verse 13 of Psalm 139, it says, "For you," and it's speaking of the Lord, "for you, Lord, have possessed my inward parts. You have covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows right well. My substance was not hid from you when I was made in secret, and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect, and in your book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet they was none of them.
Yeah. And then at the very end of that chapter, after the author has acknowledged the wonder of God in his creation and the importance that in his creation he placed on the body, which is the temple of the living God, he says, "Now search me, O God, and know my heart, and try me and know my ways." I think my
thoughts says thoughts,
and mine says anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me. And that wickedness just have to be fleshly, something that is other, that does not give God glory. We have a tendency to live in an idolatry lifestyle because we worship ourselves. And rather than worshiping the God who made us and recognizing that we belong to him. And then he just says, let me see that and then lead me in the way everlasting. So we today, I think, Sharon, want to put a, not an overemphasis, but we want to bring a balanced emphasis to how important the body is to our tripart being. And in that,
really separate our spirit, soul, and body into three separate parts, and we don't treat them all as if one affects the other.
And part of that has been established because of the way that we are treated medically. There are some types of doctors that will bring in the body, soul, and spirit, but many very good doctors will treat the part of your body that is ailing. And then if that doesn't fix, go take you on to another specialist. And so we have a tendency to see that that's how life is to be lived. But when we understand how God has created the body, it's got to put a little bit of a different emphasis on how we treat the body.
Yes, there is something that you said. You said our soul is the expression of our spirit, which lives within our body. And I thought that was so interesting. That gives us a visual picture of how the spirit, soul, and body work together.
Well, and one interesting point that we can bring out there, with the body, soul, and spirit living together, there is a warfare going on.
Oh, really?
Well, there is. There are our senses, and our senses are really the external input. This is where the world and the world ways can enter into our soul and our spirit.
Okay.
Okay, that's like the outdoor. That's like the outdoor.
Okay.
And it's the eye gate, it's the ear gate, it's the feel, the touch. Okay, and they want to come in, and the body senses want to rule. Okay, and we have been taught that since we were a baby, and we want food, and we cry, and we want pleasure, and we want comfort, and we want laughter, and we want good things, and they keep growing as we grow.
Uh-huh.
And so those desires grow with us and get very cemented with their emotions, and they want control of the soul.
Which is our
mind, will, and emotions.
Okay.
All right. Then we have the spirit over here. And if the spirit has accepted Jesus Christ and has the Holy Spirit dwelling within, then the scriptures say, we have bought your body. We have paid for your body at the cross. It is to be the home dwelling place for the Holy Spirit to operate while you live here on earth. And the Holy Spirit wants control of our spirit, our soul, and our body. And so there's a war, but the war is really for the soul, the mind, will, and emotions. And so we've got the flesh over here saying, I want pleasure, I want comfort, I want feel good, give me the chocolate cake, give me the great game, so make sure our team wins. I want good, happy relationships, don't give me anything that's going to trouble me. We've got the spirit over here saying, I've placed you in the age of grace. I've placed you to make the gospel known of Jesus Christ for all of eternity. I've placed you here to grow a family And, you know, it's not going to always be fun and games. There's warfare to pull those that are lost and dying.
So there's warfare within our body, and that's where our emotions get all messed up.
That's right. And it's centered in the soul, in our mind, will, and emotions. So today when we talk about our thinking and our choices and our emotions, that's really where the battle is taking place. And I hear many excellent messages on the tripart being, and yet sometimes we need a little bit more practical application as to how the body side is working, because God's done wonderful things, as we see in Psalms 139. Mm-hmm. But you know what? When I read that word substance for decades, I never took the time to become a student to understand what the substance are. Okay. And then I go through and I do some study and I realize it's got to do with the molecules of the body.
Okay, so let's talk about what that means, the emotions are molecules.
Molecules.
Are molecules.
Well, let's give a definition. And by the way, you and I are probably neither one chemistry majors.
No. Right. Definitely not.
And so I'm going to apologize to any chemistry engineers or majors where the verbiage may not be totally in a linear sequence of what we're saying. But basically, a molecule is a group of atoms that are bonded together that produce chemical compounds that can be then channeled into our body for chemical reactions.
Okay.
So they're a group of atoms, and they are formed into chemical compounds, and those compounds then are dispersed under the brain's commands to the different parts of our body for different results.
Okay.
Now, is that?
That makes sense.
Okay. All right. Now, they're also found on the cells. All of our little cells have little receptor sites that are like little locks.
Okay.
And these little locks have combinations. All right, just not any little key is going to fit them. But the way we think and choose to respond with our emotions depend on what type of chemicals are then formulated to go out and seek these little locks on your cells. And when they find a match, then that chemical goes into that little lock, which takes its chemicals into the inside of the cell, and if they're chemicals resulting from love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, it brings health and healing to the cells. But if you're sending out cellular messages that talk about hate, anger, wrath, depression, all of the negatives, then those locks will start to adjust to accommodate, and then if the negative cells make entrance, then there is like death to a cell. And then when the cells replicate, they don't turn around and say, oh, well, that was a bad job, we're going to start off with a new cell. They replicate the same thing that they already have, except they add more.
Okay.
And that's where we get into bondage of how we think wrong and can't seem to break our bad habits. Now, did that second session, did I lose you on that one?
No. No, it helped me understand this week. I said I was living it. And it helped me understand that as those cells, you say, kind of have memory. And so they replicate and they reproduce. And so that helps me understand why when something that has been over in my life, that has been past in my life, has come up again this week.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have all of these emotions that
from the past
that have been coming back to haunt me this week. And I keep saying, that's happened before. In the past, when this happened, this is what happened. And so I've gotten extremely emotional this week. I was just bawling this morning.
Oh,
you know,
Sharon.
Just about things that I am seeing the same thing happening again in my life that was a bad experience before. And so I start looking at that and I'm saying, okay, Lord, you're taking me through this, and I'm understanding that I've got to handle this differently, because we're talking about emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And so He is giving me a life lesson in understanding that these are molecules that have been formed in my body. And when these emotions come back, or when these circumstances mm-hmm. come back into my life, I am dragging up these old emotions.
Now, so that you don't get an extra amount of guilt on you, let me just say that there is a little gland in your brain called the amygdala. I call her the librarian because she stores all these things. And so she simply responds to the input that you've given her. So when these feelings come back up and they're mm-hmm. negative, she's thinking, oh my, Sharon's done this before. I think I've got a library card on her. Think I'll pull that out. Yep, here's the chemicals and the electrical mm-hmm. charges she wants. And she must want them because she's having the same thoughts again. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to disappoint her on not supplying what she says she wants. So I'm just going to shoot them out through the pituitary and down into the nervous system and to the cells. And you know, it's going to make her miserable, but it is what she says she wants. Yep. And you see, yep. if we understood how that is stored in the brain, and then, Sharon, stop and talk about the grace of God, because he put another little gland in there called the hippocampus, and it will hold thoughts that are originally put in your mind saying, do you really want this? And the brain will hold that thought in like limbo mm-hmm. for like 48 to 72 hours where you can reckon with it. Mm-hmm. You can say, I know this isn't right. Lord, I confess this thought. This is not of you. Replace it with your thoughts, with the fruit of the Spirit. Let me cleanse my thinking. And then the hippocampus will say, oh, well, hey, it wasn't important to her. Let's just ditch it.
Right.
But if you nurture mm-hmm. that anger, if you nurture that wrath, or, oh, I'm so depressed, nobody loves me, bad feelings, then the hippocampus says, well, I'm going to throw it on over to the hypothalamus because I think she wants to keep it. And we're going to have discussions. And then, you know, it goes on to the pituitary and then out into the bloodstream. Knowing the provision, I think that the Lord is saying, I know how I made you, Psalms 139.
Right.
And I've made you to where I know that because of the fall that you are going to have these battles. And I've already set the provisions inside your physical being.
But on, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
But honestly, it is so easy to just fall right back into those same emotions.
Because they feel comfortable.
They are comfortable. And, uh-huh. and even
though
they're miserable.
Yes.
Oh, what is the deal?
Yeah.
I don't want to go there.
Does it
but
say?
It has really taken discipline to and that's what I noticed when I read through your notes and what we were talking about today. That is really what I noticed was that, man, this is going to take discipline, because these are emotions that I have dealt with that I haven't dealt with in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've pushed them down. I've laid them aside. Now I'm tripping over them. Now they're exploding and hitting my kids in the eyes, my husband between the eyes, you know. These are all emotions that are really I have suppressed, and they're coming back out. And there's no reason for me to explode at my kids or my husband. But now that I see that what I did in the past with these emotions only caused them to be suppressed and filed away by the librarian.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm having to, I'm getting the opportunity to deal with them in a right way.
Now, here's another beautiful thing, and I want to give Dr. Caroline Leaf the credit in her book, Who Switched Off My Brain, because she has made so many of the things we're discussing today accessible to a layman.
Yeah.
Where you're getting the information, but not like from maybe a medical doctor or a scientist that you couldn't comprehend. But again, she always points back to the fact that the Lord has made a provision in 2 Corinthians 10, where it says that though we walk in the flesh, we don't war according to the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Mm. Now, Sharon, one of the ways, practically, now we can take that verse and say, okay, how do I practice that? You start to form a habit. So the next time a feeling comes up that you know is not in alignment with the character of God, you just say, I reject that. I have the freedom in Jesus Christ. My brain has given me the ability to reject mm-hmm. that thought, and I have to override that feeling. But I'm going to make it a habit. And I'll tell you one little story of a person who was very fear-bound. And every time anything happened, a child coming home late, husband late, a problem with relationship, fear was what just came right up.
Spewed out.
Yes. And there is a very little quiet verse in Psalms 34:4 that said, I sought the Lord, and He delivered me from all my fears. Well, how do you seek the Lord when you're in a gut-wrenching, fearful, mind-paralyzing mm-hmm. state? Well, you speak the Word of God. So try saying that verse 100 times. This individual had to say, I sought the Lord and He delivered me from the fears. I sought the Lord and He delivered me from my fears. I sought the Lord, just putting emphasis mm-hmm. on each different word. And as you fed that into your brain and you chose to believe it, things changed. Now, did you just have to do that one time and say, hey, I've got that job taken care of? No, this is a process, a way of living. And habits are a tendency to, we can create a new habit in about 30 days. But habits are something we do physically. Habits don't get formed by prayer. Habits don't get formed by...
They get formed by discipline.
By discipline.
Well, I tell you something else, and I hope this doesn't take us on a wrong turn, but I've been sick this week.
Oh, are you
sick? I just get sick every afternoon. I'm sick all afternoon. Just a stomach ache.
Yes.
And so I'm spouting off at my kids. I've got a stomach ache and I keep saying, I'm so sorry. You know, I don't mean to be so short with you. I don't feel good. I'm not running a fever, but I just don't feel good.
No, but let me tell you what's happening. You have a brain in your tummy. And it has as many neurotransmitters, it has as many chemicals as what your head brain does. And going from your tummy brain to your head brain, you have to pass through your heart brain. And if your heart brain is not in agreement with your tummy brain and your head brain, they must work together because that's how the Creator created us. And if they're not in agreement, then just stop and think about how it is when you're not in agreement with your husband. There's anxiety, there's frustration, there's tension, there's pain. You can't enjoy your meals. So that's why we are all one body.
But that all goes back to the emotions for me this week, doesn't it?
It does, because you can be emotionally upset. You know, what's the phrase? There's such a pain in my gut. Well, you know, we're expressing the emotional pain from the thinking.
Even if we don't realize that it's the emotion, that's the thing, is I did not realize that it was this past thing that's coming back to haunt me, so to speak, mm-hmm. that's causing the pain.
And doctors will tell you that, I think they said that between 80 and 85% of our pains are generated and originated because of the stresses in our body. Mm. And the stresses in our body begin when the molecules are not the molecules that Jesus Christ has created the body to function with. He's created us to function with love, joy, peace, the fruits of the Spirit, to be of one mind, to be of one accord, to think on those things that are true, good, holy, of good report. Then the body's going to function.
I just don't think we have realized how important those scriptures are to our physical health.
What I'd like for us to remember today is that our emotions will affect our thinking, and our thinking affects our emotions. But we do have a choice on which way we want to take them. We do have volition. We do have will. And so if we will start to take the scriptures and renew our minds and then mm-hmm. see how we can make choices, then we can be on the way to being strong in the inner man, in the inner being. We can be overcomers, and we can be witnesses to the grace and the love of Jesus Christ. And we don't want to be showing forth Jesus Christ
as a down dumpster who cannot fix things.
Right.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. This is Sharon Hoskins, along with Janie Ratzliff, saying goodbye until next time, and God bless.
Thank you for joining us for Sharon Hart's Woman to Woman. If you'd like to hear this broadcast again or for Bible study resources, go to SharonHartz.org. That's SharonHartz.org.